The first of the year will be between the Rivermen and the Grand Rapids Griffins coming up in just a bit. Right now, it's time for our coach's conversation brought to you by Auto Owners Insurance and Caselli Insurance and Real Estate in Marseilles. Give them a call at 815-795-4028. Brennan Burke with head coach Jared Bednar. And all the wins equal 2 points, but last night after losing three in a row and you get the big crowd at home, did that one feel like a little bit more than 2 points?
Well, getting to be an important time for us. Losing three in a row is never fun, and we needed to get back on winning ways. There's teams passing us in the standings, so for us it was about getting back to what we do best, and I thought we pretty much did that right from the drop of a puck. Even though the shots were 11-2 in the first period, we did get in some penalty trouble. We worked hard, killed those penalties, and then capitalized on the power play. So after that, things started to turn our way. We picked up our work ethic even more, and we drew some penalties of our own and capitalized on them. So I thought really good team effort from our group. We played physical, we skated a little better tempo than we did in Manitoba, and in turn we got the win.
Power play gets two for you. Nathan Oystrick gets the first one, and then him coming back in the lineup enables you to keep two defensemen on the ice. Those two guys back there, Nikitin and Oystrick, are probably just as a threat on the point there as the three guys up front.
I agree. I think that what they do is they give us another big shot threat back there. You have Oystrick at the top. They have to pay attention to him, and then you got Nikitin working on the other side. So you have two guys that can really unload the puck, and one of them's on, and they're both on their one-timers really when Hensick has the puck. So the teams have to pay attention to him, and then if something opens up down low, TJ Hensick has the ability to make the play from there and find the open man on the ice. So it's really helped our power play. Obviously, we've had a lot of success also with Phil McRae back there as well, but with those two guys, it's nice to be able to keep two defensemen out there and then also have them provide offense.
Drezenovic gets the other one. He's a guy that, although the team had a great month of December, he hadn't scored in the month. Is hoping that gets the floodgates going for him.
I really am. I think that he's picked up his work ethic as of late. He's come to play on a more consistent basis. He's staying grittier in battles. And once we put him onto that line with McRae and Reeves, they had a couple back-to-back games there that they made a difference in, and he was just held off the scoreboard. He's starting to shoot the puck more and getting that shot mentality. Should mean that he's going to find the back of the net more. I thought yesterday's goal was a really gritty goal for him, driving the net in traffic and hunting down a rebound. So hopefully more of that is expected. Hopefully more of it's to come.
A gritty goal from Drezenovic and a pretty skillful goal from Anthony Peluso. They switched roles a little bit last night.
Really nice goal. You know what? He used his body well in the cycle, protected the puck. He sent it low to high and then did a good job cutting the seam to get to the net. And when it hit something there, he picked it up and then made a really nice move to get it in the goal for us. That was a big goal for us looking back.
Jake Allen, impressive again last night. You turned to him again here tonight, even with the travel. He's been impressive and really dominated Grand Rapids in his first three starts. Did that come into play in your decision tonight?
It absolutely did. I think, obviously, we've kept both goalies playing here and kept them busy, and Jake has just done such a good job here in Grand Rapids and versus them at home that we thought we'd come back with him, and that performance last night didn't do anything to change my mind. I thought he was excellent, exceptional rebound control, and he just seemed to smother everything and looked really strong, really poised in the net, so coming back with him here tonight was kind of a no-brainer.
4-0 so far against Grand Rapids. You keep the game plan the same?
Absolutely. Yeah, we got to make it tough on their D. We got to make sure that the puck gets in behind them, and we got to get physical. Discipline is going to be a huge key. We don't want to hand these guys six power plays like we did Milwaukee last night.
That's Rivermen head coach Jared Bednar as we get ready for the drop of the puck here in Grand Rapids on 96.5 ESPN, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.